I would like to talk to you a little bit. First of all, I'll tell you, the topic for the lesson today is Through the Eyes of Love. And I was a teacher and a guidance director and a counselor for a home for troubled children in Indiana many moons ago now. And I was a journalism teacher plus a guidance director and counselor. But what the reason I got Through the Eyes of Love was I was working with the students so that they would do positive editorials in the paper. Their opinions would be positive rather than, well, the food in the cafeteria is awful and the people who are serving it never smile. So, you know, it was kind of difficult, but I did accomplish, you know, because I had two people, two young ladies at the time, and I treasure this memory because Through the Eyes of Love was the editorial, the opinion that we did that day. And I've lost it since. I wish I still had it, but I still remember the essence of that. And it was a very beautiful, beautiful editorial that those two ladies wrote. And I still remember it. I would like to talk a little bit about the Aquarian Gospel. And in the scripture, we had the Aquarian Gospel. I often like to refer to different places to get scripture. The Aquarian Gospel came through the Akashic Record. And so it came through a very different place. It was a way of bringing it into the physical world that was very different than you find in our traditional Bibles that we have today. So I think it's my privilege and honor to be here with you. I have visited many times and have been in with the other groups, with the prayer group and the Thursday evening group. But it is such a blessing because I love each and every one of you. With the Aquarian Gospel, a man who came into this world in 1844, and he left this world in 1911, and he was born in Bellevue, Ohio. So the idea of this came from a very different direction, and he was an American citizen. And so you will see that it's in story fashion, and the language in the Aquarian Gospel is very readable. So you don't have to plow through some of the other traditional things. So I've always loved that as well. So that tells you a little bit about the Aquarian Gospel and why I've chosen that. The Malachi 4:2, but for you who revere my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing upon his lips, and you shall go forth and leap for joy like the calves of the herd. That has always been my favorite scripture in the Old Testament because it bounces us right into the New Testament. And it is that coming forth of Jesus that we lovingly call our example, our elder brother, our way shower, because he lived his life in a way of mastering living in the physical world. And it was so funny because a while ago when you brought up the laughing Jesus, I wanted to talk about the laughing Jesus today. Because quite a few years ago, I saw a picture in a Unity church of the laughing Jesus. And when I think of Jesus, I often think of him as laughing, enjoying life and having fun. And so again, too, with the Aquarian Gospel, whoever is not kind to every form of life, to man, to beast, to bird, and to creeping thing cannot expect the blessings of the Holy One. For as we give, so God will give to us. To me, these are words of wisdom when we find them in just practically every biblical scripture. I would like to begin first with the birthday gift, which came from the Aquarian Gospel. And it's such a blessing that I turn to it often because it is Jesus when he was 7 years old, looking through the eyes of love. He was a little master then, I would say. But the Master Jesus, when he was looking, grandfather, Johann, asked him, "What would you like for your birthday?" And he said, "I would like to go out into to the village and to invite all of the hungry, needy people, the youngsters, the children, and bring them home so that they could feast with us. And so his family pulled everything together, and he ran out into Nazareth, and he ran out, and he invited all of the hungry, ragged children back into his home. And the family pulled together, and his mother and Jesus served those hungry boys and girls on that very special day. And so Jesus's birthday gift was to be of service, the gift of right thinking, of pulling things together when he was 7 years old. And to me, that story that is shared in the Aquarian Gospel is such a blessing in my life. We've often been talking about the storm that we have in our country and in our world today. The global pandemic has, it has inspired us, actually, to be different. And it has inspired us to move forward. So often, and I know in a book study that I know maybe you may be doing soon, but it has to do with being peace in the eye of the storm. And that's where I see us today as we walk through in Unity churches and other places that is filled with unlimited possibilities, the joy of looking through the eyes of love. We can be that wonderful peace because we know how. We know how to turn to that center, that holy sacred place that lies within the center of ourselves. And we know how to bring forth that loving care. As many of you know me, I always talk about being a loving care bear. And as we are loving care bears, we willingly share our birthday gifts, for example, of being of service. And so many of you, I have heard your stories. And when I look out into the world, the stories we don't always see in the mass media, are we the people who are being of service? We are the light of this world. We are looking at life through the eyes of love. And we touch so many hearts. And so many hearts have touched mine and blessed mine. And I'm so grateful for this time to be able to move into that center of peace and to feel that peace that in the Bible says comes with, I have updated a little bit the peace that comes with understanding. Because as we know that it comes with understanding, we know the reasons for drawing within and to being of service, if we are patient and peaceful with ourselves. And then we are patient and peaceful with others. Levi in the Aquarian Gospel had a dream when he was a child, and that his dream was to paint a picture of the white city or the spiritual city, meaning all of the colors of love coming together as one. There was a time that came when he, according to Levi and through the Akashic records, a big storm had come through a village, and Jesus was there, and he was pulling things together, and I updated this again in modern terminology, but he pulled things together to get the community to help each other, to work together for this recovery from this storm. And he did it in his kind, loving, peaceful way, because loving compassion is that full-time love bug carrying energy. And so a little girl came up and he said, and pulled on him and said, Master, he said, my father is a drunken man and he lays in our dingy hut and he does not help our family, and we are sick and tired and we are poor. And the Master Jesus, as our example, took the little girl's hand as she led him back to this dingy hut. And he opened his heart and he poured out his heart, his loving care, his loving compassion, and he held his hands out to the man and said, "Come, come with me, my brother. Come with me, my friend." And he led them out, and they, as the community, restored that the storm had taken away. And it was such a blessed day. And there was that peace that passeth understanding, the peace that came with understanding. And as that peace settled over that and the community worked together and brought that all back, it was such a blessed day. And then the man went back to his own home and saw the dingy hut, and he saw all the drunkenness had caused in his own family and what had happened with the community. And so he raised his heart in grateful prayer and said, "Thank you." And the community that they had been built came and helped him restore his dingy hut. And his heart was restored as well. This special story of creating peace in the eye of the storm, this man never drank again. And not one word had been spoken about him being drunk and the way he should reform his life. It all came because the family turned together and they built a community that loved and shared. That wonderful unconditional love that comes with the universal care. And we in our community here in Unity at the Foothills, and so many other communities like this, are pulling things together in loving care. You've heard so many times, the family that prays together stays together. Well, the pet family that also allows love to come in and change themselves first, and then it changes the community. And so the man who had been drunk went out in unselfish service, and then he was changed forever. What a blessing it is to be the eye in the center of the storm. As we keep the window of opportunity, we are letting go of being attached to those limited outcomes. That maybe today the social worker would have come to that man and tried to get him to go into the 12-step program or whatever it is. That limited concept. And I hear it all the time in the news. This is the way it's going to be. That's the way it's going to be because this is what is happening. But that's that limited possibility that this has to be. This is not who we are. We know who we are as we turn within to that kingdom within. And so he shall go forth and leap for joy like calves of the herd. And each of us of our hearts jump over the moon in happiness and joy because we make such a difference in our world. We keep that window of opportunity for that unlimited expression for who we really truly here are. I've had the special honor of over half my lifetime ago now of work being involved with the group. I call her my first spiritual teacher, the Reverend Virginia Leach Fall, because she changed my life with her message. Not with worshiping a person or idolizing a person, which I think sometimes happens with us, to let go of that, but to enjoy the message. As a medium, she brought many different things in our lives. And I say my life has changed before her and after her, because that is the switch when I learned to turn within to that peace that comes from right inside. As she was channeling, she talked about this man named Jesus who walked through the villages. And a little girl came to him one time and said, "Master, my little doggie has died. And she was so sad. She was so very, very sad. And Jesus left the group. And he went out and he came back and he brought a little puppy. What a blessing that we can hear, as the veil is so thin at this time of new growth, this time that we're moving into what we've called the Aquarian Age, which means spiritual, where we can be in touch with the eternal flow and we can know who we are, that pattern of love. And I know that the laughing Jesus is within each of us, creating that field of joy. And one of my teachers that works with me from spirit has said, my dear child, move your consciousness into the field of joy and you will have a very good life. And so that's the practical application of who we are. We've learned these things. We know how to access that inner knowing, that higher selves, as Unity lovingly calls it, the Christ self. Because we are the Christ self with practical feet. And as we use our feet that are filled with prayer, we know how to redeem a drunken man and not speak one word about it, but to reach with our hearts filled with loving compassion and loving joy. This, my friends, is the journey of new hope, the journey of love that the Master Jesus spoke so lovingly to us about. And this is the journey that I see each of us on. Each of us in this room are committed to holding ourselves accountable, to first being filled with that loving joy and then taking the leap of faith. You know, it is that faith that pulls everything together. And when the faithful woman touched into the hem of Jesus's garment, it was the whole, it was the essence of the one. And she was made whole. And it is our faith in our oneness. It is our faith in our own individuality and our faith in our collective consciousness as well. As we move forward into that unending story of love, because we as individuals and we as collective consciousness are the unending story of love. No, the world is not coming to an end, my dear friends, as has been predicted, but it is coming to an end in the way we have known it before. Competition, anger and hate, and pulling each other apart is not sustainable. There is that underlying energy that is running through this whole of human consciousness. And when I am on that quiet river that runs through the heart of the human, runs through the whole of the human heart, I know that unconditional love turns mountains into sand. And we, my dear friends, are moving on that quiet river of consciousness that runs not only through our land in the United States of America, but the land that is the home of not only the United States and the global unity, but the whole of the universe. And we know that we are drawing from the all. Being human, I think one of our very special perks, you might call it, or gifts, is that we have creative ability. And we look in the physical world and we can say, I know how to make a difference in this world. And each of us do make a wonderful, joyful blessing and get a difference in this world. And I have experienced it from every one of you. And so now we keep on moving through this journey through the eyes of love. It is the story of health and wholeness. And so that even though we are wounded and our humanity is vulnerable, it is through the eyes of love that we turn within. And we know that there are so many hearts reaching to us on what we shall say both sides of life, because we know that we can go forth and leap for joy like calves of the herd. And we know that there is an unending story of love. And so now I think it is time to move into our meditation as we wrap up this brief little story of how it's not about to idolize any person or any organization or any institution. Actually, we turn within to that worshipful place where we know that we are love. And then we know we have moved into whatever it is ours to do on our journey as our individual personalities this time and as the whole collective. And so as we move into this quiet, peaceful time, we may take ourselves, as we know we're moving into this Easter time. And I have seen in a meditation at one time, and my teachers in spirit confirmed the accuracy later. I saw our brother Jesus, who is just like us. He had the same trials and tribulations. As we move into this time of moving into Jerusalem, that place where we are fully connected with health and wholeness, with our own universality, our truth of unlimitedness. And as we move into this, we see Jesus as he is on his donkey and he is riding through the streets of Jerusalem. He is quiet and peaceful, and the whole of the crowd are peaceful and quiet too. And as he moves, he is aware that there is a need. And he gets off of his donkey and he goes to the side of the road where the people have gathered to watch him go by. And as he reaches down and holds the hand and touches the heart of people right there along the way, he knows, and the people know, the fullness of the commitment to giving service with the fullness of loving care, that loving care bear energy. And then he looks around and shares his heart and his fullness and his love with all of those with loving care. And he gets back on the donkey and he moves along quietly and peacefully, ever so confidently, because he knows from deep within that sacred whole center of self that he has come to be of service, just like each of us have come to be of service. And it is not one-sided, because it is a deep, deep well that comes from within. When we are connected with the source of creation, and as we give, much is given to us, and we rise up in loving care, appreciating everything that we have been given, and appreciating everything that we have to give. Another little vision you might like to choose to use sometimes is Jesus walking with his disciples through a marketplace that is filled with confusion, and the comfort of Jesus, our brother, and the disciples, knowing they are just like every one of us, walk through that town with their wisdom, with their quietness, And people just stop. They stop in the stillness and the quiet because the hem of the garment has come out to meet them. And the hem of our garments, the hem of our wholeness, our health, goes out to meet the whole of life on this planet and so much more. And as we say thank you for this time of looking through the eyes of love, we celebrate Easter in the way that I have learned again from the spirit world, that those children in the summer land, and they call the children who have passed away at young ages from this physical world the summer land. And the children, as they have grown up knowing about the families in the physical world that they have left behind, they prepare a feast to honor not Jesus the man, but Jesus comes to visit them, and he brings his field of joy, and they are celebrating the strength of the message he brought to the world. They have let go of the man, but they celebrate the message that he has brought to the world. And we too are celebrating the strength of the message of joy, of loving together and coming to ground, together on common ground. As we say thank you for the gift of loving care, the gift that the little boy Jesus gave to the children in his community. We are grateful because as we move forward, we know who we are and we know who we are prepared. And we say thank you, loving, living spirit that comes from within. We know we care. Namaste.